Struggling with an outdated website? Did you try to DIY your website and it's not getting the traffic you had hoped? Need a stunning redesign, full site audit, and all the latest updates? Site Hype Designs has you covered. We're the Wizards of Web, crafting sleek, modern sites that can help get your business back on track. Right now, the first 10 listeners to email us with the subject Johnny Claus will score a complete site audit and exclusive consulting tips from our head wizard, Johnny Claus himself. So send him a message and see if you qualify. Don't wait. Email John at sitehypedesigns.com with Johnny Claus in the subject line. That's John at sitehypedesigns.com. Hurry, only the first 10 get this magical deal. This is a holiday present for your business that can change how your customers find you. Site Hype Designs, where your website dreams come to life. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G. is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today. This is our weekday update. This is that midweek special that we do that talks about the stuff, of course, that didn't make it into last weekend's show, and of course, not going to make it into this next weekend show. And boy, do I have a lot to talk about today. First off, man, I tell you what, it has been a crazy week or two here. Boy, I tell you what, hurt myself again. We'll put it at that. I always, in the midweek, put some of this stuff out there, what's going on in the world of Around the House, and been fighting some shoulder injury from a long time ago when I was mountain bike racing and was basically out testing to see if I could do this course. And this was probably 20 years ago, and I was doing about 30 miles an hour down a hill. And of course, hit the sand at the bottom, bike folded, broke my collarbone, dislocated shoulder, broke 5 ribs, healed back up, did pretty good. Now I'm paying the price for that because due to all the work I was doing on my house and TV stuff here this last year and a half, 2 years, yeah, torn rotator cuff. So I'm going to have to go in for surgery on that. And boy, that's pretty miserable at night. I've not been getting the sleep that I used to get. You move around and you get on the wrong side or something, you just lights you up like somebody stuck a knife in you. So working through that, I expect surgery on the horizon. So don't be shocked when you see me doing videos with one arm in a sling. If you've had that surgery, send me a note over aroundthehouseonline.com. What were your tricks to getting through that? Always curious to see, but had lots of surgery, so I'm not worried about that at all. But just if you have any tricks or tips on that, I'm always open to hearing ideas. Let's put it that way. I was at last weekend, I was at Girls Build, which is my favorite nonprofit here in the Portland area that helps young girls get into the trades. And of course, my algorithm changes a little bit, and all of a sudden I see Mike Rowe come up again on there. And I love Mike Rowe. He's a truth speaker out there. He just sent one out across the bow of many people. He was talking about 7 million men in their prime working years are not in the labor force and not actively looking for jobs. Hey guys, I'm going to call you out on this. Is that because maybe the SNAP benefits are a little bit easier, or what's going on? What's going on? If you're not able to work, that's awesome. If you are, come on, guys. There are so many great jobs out there. We were just talking about the president of Ford said he's got 5,000 openings for technicians across the country for Ford. Can't find people. Dude, they'll train you. Go make $100,000, $120,000 a year. Get off the couch. Get off your mom's couch. Let's do it. So between the ages of 18 to 64, there's about 7 million able-bodied men not looking for work. That's, as Mike Rowe says, is definitely a horror story for the American labor market. 7 million dudes. Come on. There is a will gap out there, and I agree with Mike on this. There's a skills gap of people not having the skills to do the jobs, but there's also a will gap of the people not wanting to get off the freaking couch. That's a whole other story. Now, getting into the skilled trades is the easy solution. Going to college for 4 years, I can't tell you how many friends, family out there that I know that went and got a degree, 4-year degree, and they're working at Starbucks. They're working at Popeyes. They're doing something like that because that's all they think they can do. I also know a lot of people in the trades that have 4-year degrees, even master's degrees, and they're out there as a HVAC technician making more money than they did with the college. And I have to scratch my head and go, boy, your teachers, your counselors at school did you absolutely no favors. Now, I'll be the first to say that we have the big business. Everybody complains about big business, big business. I get it. That's the evil monster we all talk about out there. Let's put it to the real test here, though. The big business is also the college education out there. You have teachers and you have many counselors as well pushing kids. Oh, these kids should literally be in the trades. They're perfect for it. They want to work with their hands. You can see it. We've taken the wood shop classes out. We've taken the shop classes out. We've taken the welding classes out. Now, I will say there are some school districts and some active parents out there that have kept those in. Great school here in my area, Forest Grove School District. They're doing it right. If you're in high school and you want to learn how to build a house, you want to be a cabinet maker, they got you covered. Down in Sweet Home, they have a wood shop class. They have logging class. They have forestry classes. Heck, they get wood donated, logs out of the forest by forest companies that own the logs. Goes to their school. They teach the kids how to run a mill. They actually cut their own wood and lumber for their shop classes, so there's no financial barrier to get in there. There's ways around it. But so many school districts are so into how many kids can they feed into the college programs so they can see that statistic at the detriment of the students. They don't care. That kid's going to go spend $100,000 and end up working a minimum wage job because there are no jobs. If it was me, and here's my solution for this. This is a little bit of a rant, and I apologize. I do want to keep this positive, and I think it is positive. I want to get this out right. I think that if kids going to college were going to get student loans, they should have to show that they can get a job to pay that back with that degree. If you're going to go get some, I'm not going to pick on anybody here, but if you're going to go get an underwater basket weaving degree, guess what? Can you get an underwater basket weaving job that's going to pay that back? I think we would see a whole different mindset if we had some rules for these kids. Just if you went and got a car loan, house loan, hey, cool, I know you want this. Is there a chance you're going to pay us back? And I think that might be some of our solution here in the U.S. But the college machine is so big, hard to fight that one. We have such a huge overemphasis on a traditional college education that we need doctors. We need lawyers. We need accountants. Totally get it. But some of these other degrees that there is no jobs for, why are we offering that? People want to pay for that out of their own back pocket because they want to have a good education on something. Let's not get in the way of that. But why are we loaning money to kids? These kids, if we want to measure it up at age 17, aren't old enough to buy a firearm because they're going to make a bad decision. They're not old enough to have a cocktail because they're going to make a bad decision. But we can go sell them a college education they can sign on the dotted line for and make that same bad decision on. I think we need to help guide them a little better and make sure that we've got them going into a career that's going to be self-fulfilling, self-producing. If they want to be a doctor and they got the skills, awesome. But if you're taking a kid that would be an amazing plumber, an amazing HVAC technician, and you're trying to put them into some sociology degree, and then they come out and go, "Well, you just got 100 grand of my money. I'm going to go learn how to swing a hammer." That's on the school district. That's on the teachers. That's on the counselors. That kid had no hope getting fed the bad information that they get fed. So that goes my rant on that, guys. But I tell you what, that is a big thing right now. And it isn't getting better. It's getting worse. As we see more and more people out there retire, it's going to be a bigger issue. And hopefully, all of us out there in the nation and around the house are fighting to get those shop classes back in the schools and back in there where these kids can learn, get some basic skills. Even if they're going to be homeowners one day, they should be able to fix some basics. That would be a good place to start. Next up, I want to comment on something that we've been seeing on the YouTube community out there about the Whistling Diesel guy. And here's the thing, guys. Some of these YouTubers out there, some of them younger, maybe haven't been around the block a few times, but there, if you don't know what's going on, this YouTuber got a lot of views out there. We'll just keep it at that. Solid channel. But he made one big fatal mistake that I've seen others make. You've seen others like Chip and Joanna Gaines. You've seen plenty of other on HDTV channels that have made the same mistake. When you go out and do stuff in front of the world, you better do it right. And if you're trying to evade taxes by licensing your supercar in Montana where they don't have any sales taxes or anything on those cars that can really save you a lot. So here's what's happening out there. If you don't know what's going on, we're going to talk about it because it's been all over the news, and I'll catch you up real quick. So what we had is we had this Cody DeWiller, who's Whistling Diesel on YouTube. He was arrested for tax evasion in the home state of Tennessee where he's located. Now, this isn't federal. This is state. So he bought a Ferrari F8 Tributo that he bought in 2023. And he tried to use the Montana licensing loophole that we saw out there. Doesn't live there, but he started an LLC in Montana, registered the car there, which saved him thousands and thousands of dollars because there wasn't really any licensing fees. There were no taxes. He didn't have any of these other licensing stuff, depending where you're located. Supercar taxes, all those crazy things you can see out there. The problem is when you're driving your supercar around, you got a Montana license plate about it. Even if you didn't talk about it, you're asking for problems. And those problems caught up with him. This last week, Tennessee came in there and walked in, arrested him because of tax evasion for possibly $30,000 in sales tax that would have gone into Tennessee's coffers. Dude's got 10 million subscribers on YouTube. And all the other social media channels probably would double that, my guess. But here's the thing. When you go on there, we saw this with lead paint. We saw this with asbestos in the home improvement world. I don't know why these guys are shocked when they show up on there and go, oops, I'm busted. You are giving these people a case recorded live sometimes. And you're giving them a huge excuse to go, dude, I can go on his page. The Ferrari burned up, had a Montana license plate that was 7-04062E. Can you make it any harder? No, can't make it any easier, that's for sure. So be careful, guys. Anybody out there that is going to be filming their own stuff, awesome. I love it. Use some common sense. Because you're not going to get away with it. You're not going to get away with it at all. So, not shocked about that one. It's just the unfortunate case of people getting a little bit too cocky and things happen. Well, hey, before we go here, we're running a little long today. Tesla is recalling its Powerwall 2 AC battery power systems. That's the big Powerwall system that goes on the wall. The lithium ion battery cells in certain Powerwall 2 systems can cause the unit to stop functioning during normal use, which could result in overheating, smoke, or flame. Consumers should ensure their Powerwall 2 system is online and check the Tesla app for notification about whether their unit is included in the recall. Tesla has remotely discharged, removed energy from the battery of affected Powerwall 2 systems that are online to prevent overheating until the replacement is installed. That's where technology is cool, where you can go out and prevent that from happening remotely. Hats off to Tesla on that one. There's about 10,500 of those. Lots of babyware out there, and Belkin recalls portable power banks and wireless charging stands due to fire and burn hazards. That's a big one there. About 83,500 to about 2,300 in Canada. Great Lakes Wholesale International. There's a bunch of battery packs that don't have the child resistant packaging. Trek recalls bicycles with coaster brakes, replacement rear wheels due to crash hazard. And it looks like we got a lot of toys, stuffed animals, baby stuff all across the board. That's the big one. And if you missed last week, we did have a huge one. This was dangerous. Still recalls BR-800 backpack blower due to the fan wheel blowing apart. Yeah, blowing apart and creating a laceration hazard. So if you've got the steel BR-800 backpack blower, there's almost 50,000 of those out there. Take a look at it. If it is, contact your steel servicing dealer for a free inspection and replacement of the fan wheel. All right, everybody. We had a great show coming up here this weekend. I can't wait to share that one with you. And our pre-Thanksgiving, pre-holiday show, it's going to be a good one coming up. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. If you have any questions for me, comments, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com and I will message you back. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home, or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.